Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz in this crazy, wild, wacky market that right now, again, is back on the... We only know how to go up track because, of course, this time is different, and there is no need to worry because the high tide of prosperity will carry us through, and, of course, what a bunch of bunk. But it is what it is, and I think that is something that, you know, you have to, you know, take a look at, and you have to kind of remember as things happen. There's no reason to, you know, to try to say, hey, it's different. We're going to do something different because markets are markets. And that is something that, you know, you have to continue to allow the markets to play out. You know, again, I don't think that, you know, I don't like the market here. But certainly trying to step in the front of this truck is not a smart thing either. You know, you saw a little bit of the potential of what's going to happen, with markets in general. I mean, you've seen the NASDAQ, you know, do their thing, and you've seen that there's going to be some issues down the road. But, you know, we're not the ones to tell the market that, you know, that the time is over, that we're not going to go higher. I mean, again, there's many out there that think and, of course, continue to buy. But I think you're seeing that more of that money is really it's more of a retail mentality. The people that have missed out and looking, but you know, again, we cannot pick the top, and if you try to pick the top, you end up usually getting your head cut off, because, you know, it's one of the things about trying to buy bottoms or buy or sell tops is this: if you buy bottoms, you know that the market's going to go to zero, right? And we do know that the market does have a bias to go higher, so, you know, it's a lot easier to try to buy the bottom. Because at the end of the day, the bottoms, you know, you can kind of hold. There's not as much fear, you know, in the market because of that reason. But when you sell tops, you know, there is issues because, again, you may be right, but how long can you wait, and how much pressure can you take? And that becomes one of the stories, is your pressure and your mental state are always a challenge. And that's something that, you know, you don't realize how bad that is, you know, until you're actually living it. So you want to make sure that, you know, it's a time that you're waiting. And again, that's why we continue to be, you know, erring more on the conservative side right now, because it is a challenge to try to pick the top of the market. It is a challenge to try to tell the market it's top, it's not going to continue to go higher. And, you know, we may think that, and I do, but at the end of it, I do not want to, you know, try to be, you know, too smart here, because, again, I don't want to have to make that decision at a later date of if I need to cover. Now, again, there's no reason to believe that anything is that good, but the markets think it's that good. And if you try to fight the market, you find out that you're fighting an opponent that you really can't win. Now, you might be right, but that gives you a better chance because, you know, you get lucky. But if you're fighting an overall pattern, and the overall pattern is certainly, you know, working up, even with the NASDAQ, you know, getting clobbered, it's already started to rally back as well. So, you know, I just think that, you know, we can make reasons and we can make excuses why we think that the end is near. But at the end of it, it's not over until it's over. It's not over until the fat lady sings, as they say. So, you know, why try to be smarter than the market when you really don't have to? The patience you can get by waiting will give you a much better opportunity than trying to be ahead or force the next move. And that's where I think a lot of people get kind of goofed up, is by trying to, you know, overshoot the overall market and really try to become a bigger player in a market that, you know, is going to do what it wants. Because, you know, none of us are big enough to take down the general markets. Now, certainly some of you are big enough to take down an individual stock. But again, it would have to be the right stock. But, you know, again, you can't really put yourself in that position, because at the end of the day, what you really end up with is a mess. And again, I warn you about, you know, trying to outsmart what's going on, because the market, you will make more money by being patient enough to sit back and wait for the markets to give you a better signal that the time is near, versus trying to tell the market that the time is near. Because again, the markets will do what the markets will do. And if you think that you will outsmart them, you will think about it wrong, and you will be forever licking your wounds of the problems that you have created for yourself by trying to be bigger and smarter than the market. Okay. And, you know, again, I warn about this all the time, because to me, it's a deal that has to be rectified. It's a deal that we all fall into the trap as we try to become active traders. And at the end of the day, we end up in bookie land with not a very good position. So I think that, you know, as much as we want to participate, as much as we want to make sure that we're participating, the real facts of the matter are that by waiting patiently for the market footprint to give you the word, you will find out that in the longer term, you will be a much better, a much happier, and a much more content investor. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show allows you a free trial at Audible Books, which I use it all the time. And of course, I just listened to, as I told you, the book Fed Up by our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth, who is obviously is coming on in the next week or so. But she did work for the Fed, and she tells you why she is fed up. And of course, The Bubba Show can be found daily at libertytalk.fm. You can download the show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge. And tonight, Wednesday, January the 14th, is our last hedging class starting. Go check it out at bubbatrading.com. Don't get caught with your pants down. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break. We will be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. Well, what do you know? Jeff Sessions on the Hill, a little southern boy from Alabama, went out there and kicked some ass and I thought it did really well. On the hill, I think he kind of, you know, stepped up when he had to. I think he kind of, you know, gave him the old crack in the head when he felt it was necessary. I think he avoided just enough questions. And I think, but one of the things I think that you got to understand is, why are we wasting so much time and so much energy on so much nonsense? Has the left lost their frickin' mind? It is, and in a desire to impeach the sitting president, they continue to pound away. And quite frankly, again, I'm getting sick of it. I don't know about you, but it's enough already. We've already now wasted, you know, 6 months or so of a presidency that is not the objective to make America great again. Is not the objective to make America work again. And this is the area that I find to be so troubling by the idiotic left movement, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Schumer's, the Perez's, and all the other jackasses that have no business in government. They have no business trying to lead because, again, they're not leading. They're becoming a pain in the ass because they're not getting it their way. And I don't understand why we as a country, and I don't care what side you're on, if you just look at this from a straight old logic standpoint, I mean, do you really think that, I mean, again, I have nothing against Obama, but are you out there really telling me that he did such a phenomenal job that we built $19 trillion in debt, that we've got the lousy jobs, that we've got no growth? Are you want to stand up and talk about what a great job he did? Again, I know that the right was not the easiest to deal with as well, but I don't think you saw this total amount of hatred and desire to get rid of him. And I think that's the problem. I mean, and then, you know, as we look, and again, I've said this from the beginning, even some of those on the right. I mean, John McCain, have you lost your mind? Did you, you got a little orange, Agent Orange from Vietnam? I mean, this is your party. You know, at least have the balls to try to do things right and not try to create and stir the pot of crap that is being spewed out there, you know, by the left. Again, I don't care who's president. I believe that we need to make this country better. And I think, you know, for example, I think that Donald Trump trying to set up these apprentice type schools is a great idea. I've always been a believer that not everybody is ready or set to or can go through a 4-year college. Now, again, I think college is fine. I think it's a good experience, but I think that you also have to get the best experience out of it. You have to be able to go through it and understand how to be on your own. And I think not everybody is ready for that type of experience. And it goes from an experience and a learning experience to an expensive waste of money. And with the cost of college today, you know, one of the things you have to remember is you go to a standard school, you know, like let's say Ohio State, right? $45,000 or $50,000 a year tuition, $200,000, you get a 4-year degree. If you're going to be something that doesn't require a degree, you know, if you're going to make $50,000 a year, you're going to have to make back, you know, $300,000, you know, or 6 years just to pay back your loan if you had the brown money to go. So, again, I don't understand and see the point of all that. I think that we make that mistake more often than not, is that we force kids to go to college that may not really need to go to college. And I think that's where, you know, we're running in the wrong direction, because I think the other thing that we look at is the education that we are seeing today. Okay. The education is not very good, because the education is basically just a setup of how to take a test and how to advance from one test to the next test. And I think that also creates a problem when all we're doing is learning how to take the next test. You know, life is not about test scores. Life is about learning and being able to think on your feet and be able to act while, you know, giving yourself the best opportunity to be successful for yourself and do the job for the company that you're working for. But of course, if we go back to the left and the grief that they're creating, I mean, this is, I think, more of the issues is we aren't allowing the system to work. We aren't allowing our citizens to do the right thing. We are poisoning their minds with ridiculous rhetoric that is not correct. You know, that isn't how the world works. That isn't where we are. And again, you do run out of money when you continue to try to create money. And I think this, to me, is just another bigger problem over the long haul, that you have all of this ridiculous garbage out there. And of course, you have the Fed today, that is another organization that has absolutely no common sense. So are we going to be, you know, continue to have this BS floating around us? And I think that, to me, becomes the issue. Is not, you know, who's in the president. It's the people around that strictly do not get it, do not understand that we need to make the country work so that everybody works. And for my money, you know, again, I look at, you know, John McCain, he should be out. Okay, yeah, I know he was a presidential candidate, but he wasn't that good when he was a candidate. It's time to weed out the garbage. Okay, it's time to get rid of the Pelosi's. First of all, it's time to get rid of the people that are 100. That's the first thing. I mean, you know, these old mothers, what do we need them there for? They don't understand what's going on. They're there just to create strife and trouble, and it doesn't matter. So it's time to dump a lot of these people. I mean, Pelosi, I think, is, I don't know, 80, whatever she is. I mean, there should be an age limit to the upside for these, because, again, I don't know if she's senile or what she is, but half the things she says, I don't think she knows what the hell she's saying. I mean, you know, and this goes back to Obamacare being affordable. I don't understand, you know, what it is, and I do not understand why we can't manage and figure out how to at least try to work together. You don't have to like me, but work with me so we can make everything better. And their MO is not that. Their MO is, well, let's bury Donald Trump. Now, does that mean we're going to spend 4 years of these jackasses trying to bury the president? I don't know. You tell me. This is the Bubba Show. Check out audibletrial.com/the Bubba Show. Download yourself a book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, about the Fed, or Fed Up by our friend Danielle D. Martina Booth, or my fantasy favorite, Stone Barrington, Stuart Woods. Great stuff. Love it. In the meantime, go to Bubba Trading Deck. Excuse me. Go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show. every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And we got some great fantasy stuff. In fact, tomorrow we're going to have a fantasy writer on The Bubba Show. In the meantime, we're going to step out of a break. We will be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Back to the Bubba Show. What is up? What's going on? And we got a market that, you know, it's funny that you can see that there is no, absolutely zero fear, zero concern of anything. And, you know, I think that, you know, when you look around and you start to wonder, you know, how long this can last, what's the answer? It can last for as long as it wants to. You know, one of the things that we, you know, have to make sure that we understand is that markets are markets, and they don't have an expiration date. They don't have a time date. They don't say that they can only go this long. They go until they don't go. And right now, they want to go higher. I mean, we can figure out reasons why they shouldn't go higher, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And this is, you know, this goes to all markets. You know, if you look at the agricultural markets, you look at any market, there's no, you know, they go until they don't go. And then they do the opposite. They go down until they decide that they don't want to go down anymore. And I think that one of the errors in judgment that many of us make is thinking that the markets are actually a logical tool, okay, that deal with logic in the market. They don't, because they're being directed by the investors. And we know that investors have zero logic as a rule. We know that at the end of the day, that we have a makeup of most things are driven by greed or fear. We know that, you know, investing is investing, and speculating is speculating. And of course, you know, you have a lot of speculating going on here with the big push into the markets. But you cannot dictate tempo or direction. This isn't like a basketball game or a football game where you can direct the outcome of the game by doing certain things. All you can do is to dictate the outcome of your own personal stuff by using the best tools available to you to let you put together the best opportunities. And, you know, you can talk about, you know, great companies and it's this and it's that. And look, if you're looking for a 10-year time horizon, then yeah, I would just look to buy great companies that pay good dividends, and I wouldn't worry about it. I'd you know, buy them and forget about them. But if you're trying to play some of the higher flyers, if you're trying to play some of the, you know, stuff that's more volatile in here, then you have to be a little bit more careful. You have to put yourself in a little bit better position. And I think that is one of the mistakes that many make by, you know, again, trying to use like a book, kind of like the Federal Reserve, the ignorance of the Federal Reserve, okay, to make things. Now, we know we had the Fed come out again today and didn't say much. Because what are they going to say? That we're ignorant? That we have no clue? I mean, they're going to say that, you know, well, we need this, this, and this so that the economy will get better. And this is my better. And my, but it isn't going to happen that way. Okay? The Fed does not have a clue. They are about as clueless of an organization as there is. Why? Because they believe in theory. Now, you know, we've talked about this, you know, about that theory does not work. Theory is not in the market description. What's in the market description is price discovery, is free markets, is supply and demand, or, you know, buyers. And until the sellers can overtake the buyers, the markets will continue to drift to the upside. It's really that simple. Okay? It's really that simple that the markets will dictate to you what needs to be done, but you have to be the one that sits back and understands and listens to the market, because those things are a big part of your everyday life. You know, your investing life is about trying to identify a solid footprint in the market. Your big thing is about putting yourself in the best potential position to make the most amount of money. But if you're going to continue to try to outguess, outsmart, outthink, and do that with markets, then you're finding you're going to lose money, because it just doesn't work that way. You have to have a reason to do something. You know, it's like a retail store. You know, if you know that, you know, in a month from now that you have a big sale of t-shirts, then you better make sure you have enough t-shirts to cover. You know, you have to base your decision based on the past information that you're dealing with. And right now, you know, our information that we can look at day to day continues to insist that markets are trying to potentially drive themselves higher. And if you think that we're not going to, you know, continue that pattern. Now, look, I hate the market here. I think that we're extremely overvalued. I think that it's a bunch of crap, but it doesn't make me right today. And I can only put myself in greater jeopardy by thinking that I'm going to be smarter. And that's one of the things that is always a worry, is the way that we react at certain times. But here's the biggest thing, okay? Now, there's a lot of you out there that have been trying to fight this market and bearish, and I've tried as well. I mean, again, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to plead innocent. But what's going to happen is you're going to fight it, you're going to fight it, and then you're going to stop fighting it, and then the markets are going to finally do what you think they're going to do. But what you're going to do is, the other thing that most of us will do is that, okay, so we're fighting it here at let's say, 23,000. Dow, or 20,300 Dow. And so now we'll get a sell-off and get down to 20,250 or whatever it is. And you'll be jumping right back in saying, oh, well, that's the bottom. And that's the problem. The ability to let the markets work for you, the ability to let your positions run, the ability to sit back and relax and not try to get too involved and try to be too sharp about what's going on. Because, again, markets will work where they want. And if the top comes in, or when the top comes in, we want to ride that momentum, that train, the same way down that many rode it up. Because that's what happens, is we finally get it. After spending, you know, I don't know, let's say thousands of dollars trying to be short, we finally get paid and we make a little bit of money. And then right away, we're ready to jump back into the long side. That is not what you're looking for in the market, is the trend. and the next overall trend. And if you get that set up correctly, then you are then in a position to be ready to A, get paid, and B, to let the markets do their work for you. Okay? But you have to allow the markets to work for you. If you think that you're going to be smarter than the market, if you think that you're going to convince the market of a direction, that would be incorrect. And that's one of the things I think most common mistakes of investors are, is they're willing to take that chance, take that gamble, whatever, to be short the market, but then immediately are also willing to take profit too fast and then reverse too fast when they've been sitting there waiting and playing that direction the entire time. And that, I think, again, is another issue of the psyche. You know, we have to use our psyche in the market. I think that that's one of the things that many of us miss out on, is we get carried away in the glory. We get carried away in the market of where we should be versus what we should be doing. And that, I think, becomes the next issue for most, is instead of doing it the right way and allowing the market to work for you, we try to tell the market what to do. And again, markets will trend. They have the basic three phases, which we've talked about. But when they are breaking out or they're trending to a direction, your job is to try to let that direction go as long as it can. Your job is to allow yourself to make the most amount of money possible. And I think that's where many of us make a huge error. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Audible books. Love it. Use it all the time. Back and forth in the car, listening to different books. But as The Bubba Show listeners, you can get a free trial at audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Check it out. As I mentioned to you, I just listened to Fed Up by our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth. Check it out. In the meantime, go to libertytalk.fm, download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, our last hedging class starts tonight. Make sure you get signed up for that if you want to protect your portfolio at bubbatrading.com. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here right after the break with more. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and let's head out to Tennessee to talk to Marlon Bowling on Rural Rally Radio. Right now, we're going to see what's going on in the ag markets.
Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com in Chicago, and Todd, good morning. Looks like a little bit of a bullish tone here in the grain markets to get things started.
Good morning, Marlon. A little bit of a bullish sign. I mean, you know, we're basically just recovering what was lost on Monday. We got most of it back yesterday, and it looks like the balance today. But all of a sudden, corn has decided that maybe it doesn't want to go a little bit higher here, and has actually turned lower now since, trading 385 overnight, now trading about 380 and a half. So we'll see. Again, I think that they look really solid. I think that I'm looking to be a buyer somewhere around 375, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit more of a pullback. My only concern in the entire grains is the beans. I think they're going to be okay, but there is obviously a lot of bearish sentiment. And, 940 in July or 950 in November are pretty key levels, and if we don't get through those, then you could see a little bit of pressure here.
All right. Now, on the soybean prices, we have November now standing at 942 and three quarters. How much of a run do you think we can actually stage in that soybean trade before we hit some overhead resistance?
Well, I think 950 is it. I mean, if we can't get through
really?
950, yeah. I mean, if we can't get through 950, then I think we're going to have a problem. Now, again, I do think we will get through. That was a very key level on the way down. And as you've noticed the last couple of days, we've tried to churn and get through there, and we failed. Now, I would look at this. If we can hold in July, let's say, 930, then I think we get a good run. The key is going to be, can it break out? If it can break through 940, then it's got a good shot to go to 10 basis July, and then, you know, over 10 in August. I mean, excuse me, in November. But at the end of the day, we need to get through. That's the one mix here that is just a little bit not quite as bullish as the rest at the moment right now.
All right, talk to me about this wheat trade here. We're higher across the board at all three exchanges again this morning, and, of course, led by that Minneapolis market. And, you know, I was seeing pictures late yesterday of some spring wheat in North Dakota, and the guy was posing with the wheat, which was just barely shoe-top high, and it was heading out. So that's really not going to make much of anything there. And I hear more and more stories about that.
You mean the dust? The dust of wheat that's out there? The lack of hay that's out there? No, it's a bad... Look at it. It's fairly ugly. And, of course, you know,
yeah.
I think that, you know, I think we'll be okay. But I do think that prices were going higher anyways. And, of course, obviously, if we're going to be short and we're not going to produce as much, that would even create even higher prices. Of course, we don't want higher prices because we can't produce it. We want higher prices because we've got plenty to sell, right? So,
right.
But I think it'll be okay. I mean, obviously, you know, even last year, you know, with the corn and whatever, you know, we had these record productions in Iowa, but up in the Dakotas, they had you know, about half of what the production was. So, you know, there's certain areas that are experiencing problems, and it's not good. But I think overall, the markets themselves, and wheat especially, as you know, as I've been on this bandwagon for a while, I think wheat's going well over $5 in December. So I'm looking for higher prices here. And I don't want it because it's going to be a shortage. I don't want it because of the problems. I think they're going higher anyway. So I'd like to see it with plenty of supply to go with it.
It's not very often you see a contra-seasonal rally during harvest on the wheat.
No, not too often. When you have certain factors, we've got a weaker dollar. You do have a potential of short supply. So there's a lot of reasons to believe that we could go higher. And again, I think that, you know, the actual technical patterns have supported wheat for the last 6 or 7 months anyways. So again, you put it all together and it leads to most likely higher prices.
Is this a situation, and it might be rather rare, but is it a situation where maybe farmers would be not that bad off to take advantage of the rally and sell grain right off of the combine, right off the truck, and just re-own it and in some form or fashion at least keep some ties to those bushels?
I would not have a problem with that. I would either hedge what I owned or what I was think I was going to own. I would go ahead and create a position in the futures market to maintain ownership with the same type of protection. Again, what we're always concerned about is the downside risk because, of course, obviously, if we go higher, we're in pretty good shape as long as we go higher for the right reasons. But if we protect downside, then we can afford to stay in and celebrate if a big market does show up.
Be very interesting as far as the strategies that can be implemented here in the wheat. All right, Todd, we'll pause for a break, and I'll bring you back here in a little bit. A whole lot more to talk about. We're talking with Todd Bubba Horwitz. Oh, and we're talking with Todd Bubba Horwitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. A little more weakness here in the crude oil market overnight, the way it looks, down about a third of a dollar or so. We had that, West Texas crude dipping down below $46 there for a little bit overnight. Where is the bottom support in this oil market right now, do you think?
Well, RFD, if Rural Rally Radio, man, $40 is really good. No, I think you'll probably get a bounce from here somewhere pretty quick, but I'm still looking for 40. I think that 40 is really viable. If you take a look at the manipulation that has been tried by OPEC, and you see the push up to 55 or 56 back in November, and we're making subsequent lower highs, it's just telling you that we've got plenty of oil here and there's not going to be a big push up in price. And I think that that's the number that we've been looking for, and I think you're going to see that as a come into play very quickly here. But I would not be surprised at all to see a bounce up to, you know, from even from here to 48 or 49 off of, you know, you've got the oil inventory numbers coming out later this morning. So if they're, you know, somewhat friendly, you might get a little bit of a bounce. But overall, it's just another opportunity to sell. Right now, we're heading lower until further notice.
Dollar index has been fairly flat here this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's really kind of surprising, Marlon. I really thought that the dollar would get just a little bit bigger of a bounce. I mean, I believe that 94 in the dollar is the right place to look to buy dollars. So we've got some room. But when we hit 96, I thought we're for sure we'd get a little bit of a bounce. And the last 2 weeks have been very meager attempts at trying to push that dollar up. Now, again, you've got the Federal Reserve today at 2 o'clock Eastern, which could have some effect to the dollar as well. You know, if they raise the rate, the dollar should go higher. But we already know they're going to hike, and yet the dollar's having trouble. So I think that's an issue as well.
Okay, wanted to get your thoughts on the livestock trade here. As far as what we saw yesterday, a definite downward turn in the cattle complex. Where do we go from here, in your opinion?
Well, I think cattle is, I think the fat cattle is going lower. You know, I think that when you look at, you know, out longer term, I think you're seeing, you know, we saw the peak up. You know, at, you know, almost to 128 in August. And I think now, you know, at 120, you might find a little bit of support, but I would think that 115, in my opinion, is in the cards. I think longer term, I think they look fine. I think they're going to be strong and it's going to be a decent year. But I think right here, I think we've gotten well overdone the way that I look at things. And of course, the feeders are a little bit more overdone, but again, they're going to test, you know, 150, I think on en route to a 145 or a 140. And then again, I'll look to be a buyer there. I think that both took good, but I think both were just a little bit overdone. And I don't think that the buying really justified the true demand that's out there.
I haven't heard any talk about any concern about the heat stress to the cattle out in the southern and southwest plains. It'll be interesting to see if anything becomes of that this week with those really, really hot temperatures out there. Lean hog trade closed higher yesterday, that July, over a buck and a half higher. Were you surprised at that?
Of course I'm surprised at that. That's been, you know, we're really in a consolidation phase here, but staying to the upper end. You know, I thought that, you know, 80 seems to be a crucial level here, and we're really stuck in that 80 to 83 level. You know, if we break out the new highs, I guess we're going to go higher. You know, I don't really see it, but again, I'm not going to get in the way of it or fight it. But you are starting to see a little bit of the backwardation. You know, for a while, we were flat pretty much across all months, and now we're starting to see, you know, the market start to thin out going out in the future, which would be a little bit negative towards the hogs. But I think they need to sell off a little bit. But again, it's right now they're just in this real tight consolidation, 80 to 83, and they run up to 83, they come back to 80, and I think they're going to break 80. But again, very challenging to trade, but I'm happy for the farmers and producers that own them. Let them keep going up.
Looks like, for the time being, I believe the penny calls are a little higher again this morning, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's, you know, something that, you know, you would see. And, of course, we look for things like that to continue to happen.
All right. Well, Todd, if somebody wants to call you, how do they reach you there?
BubbaTrading.com would be my website, and you can email me direct at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. And if you want, you can pick up the phone and call me, 847-914-0053. Love to hear from you. Always trying to help and help you take care of your firm.
All right, we'll send them your way. Thank you, Todd. Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com. We'll be back with more Commodity Wrap right after the...
And, of course, that was us with the Marlin Bowling, and that will do it for today. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.